morning. Let us open our Bible this morning. We open from the book of John, chapter 11, verse 35. If someone asks you to make a quiz or Bible game, then you need to remember this verse and then talk about the shortest sentence or the shortest verse in the Bible. Two words. Jesus wept. Let us pray. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for this morning. Although outside a cold and little bit raining, but still, we have spirit come to your house. We pray that this morning after we meditate this verse, we don't want to make you wept. We just want to make you smile, Father. So show us the way and your guidance. So in the entire life, after salvation, we really make you smile. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Jesus wept. If we read the whole gospel, only John write this story. And then I try to understand what is the meaning of wept. What I know is cry, but the Bible write about wept. Wept mean cry without sound. Yeah, someone can cry without sound, and then from his eyes, the tear come out. I usually have this kind of experience when I cut scallop, because so spicy, so my tear come down. But when I see in this verse, no. Jesus didn't cut anything. So according to the dictionary, when tear come out, maybe because of 2 points. Number one, because of sorrow, and the other is because of joy. Now we want to see what happened with Jesus. So he wept. At the beginning, I said only John write about this story. And then as we know that the Gospel of John is written after the Gospel of Mark, Matthew, and Luke. And then John is the last one who wrote the story of Jesus. There were three gospels. And then there were three persons who write the gospel. Why John should write another story about Jesus? As we know at that time, after the resurrection of Christ, Jesus ascended to the heaven, and then the church is start growing. When the church is start growing, people want to know who is Jesus. And they try to understand Jesus according their knowledge. That's why there are new teaching about Jesus. The new teaching, for example, like Gnosticism or Docetism. A simple sentence, when I explain these two teaching, both Gnosticism and Docetism, they fail to see Jesus as a man and also as the God. So both of them just see Jesus from one side. For example, Docetism see Jesus, he is fully of man, but not fully of God. Gnosticism see Jesus, he is fully God, but not fully of man. That's why John see this kind of teaching is very terrible and then dangerous for the church. That's the reason he wrote again another story of Jesus. So what's the point? The point is we can see from John 20, 30 to 31. Let's open John 20. And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. So this is the purpose of the Gospel of John, so that you may believe who is Jesus, and then you can have life in his name. I'm learning to write something and still writing, and then writing for me is a difficult thing. Yeah. When I read this gospel, then I can say that John is a good writer. Why I say John is a good writer? He tried to explain who is Jesus. And when John tried to explain who is Jesus, he explained Jesus from the word of Jesus and from the work of Jesus. And we can see that from the word of Jesus, John say about Jesus using 7 sentence, who am I? I believe we already read this 7 sentence during fasting time, because PSAM already preached 20 days about the book of John. So I don't want to go back again. And then another thing, John tried to explain Jesus from the work of Christ, and then he used another 7 example. Number one, we know that water become the wine. Number two, in John chapter 4, John chapter 4, 46, a noble son's heel. And then number 3, John chapter 5, a man heel at the pool of Bethesda. And then number 4, 5 bread, 2 fish, feed 5,000 people. Number 5, Jesus walked on the water. Number 6, the blind can see. And then number 7 is the last one, John 11, the story of Lazarus. So, brothers and sisters, before Jesus did number 7, he already did number 1 till number 6. That means he already showed him to the disciple, especially who is him, what he has done. He showed himself as the Lord to the disciple with 6 proof, 6 miracle, and then now go to the 7th one. But so sad, when he entered to the 7th miracle, most of them, they don't believe. Let's see John 11, verse 11. These things he said, and after that he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleep, but I go that I may wake him up." Then his disciples said, "Lord, if he sleep, he will get well. If he sleep, he will get well." Jesus talk sleep about human diet, but disciple think sleep mean like us sleep and then wake up again in the human sense. So Jesus talk something spiritual, but the disciple understand something physical, different understanding. Same before this miracle happened, when Jesus asked the disciple go and feed them food. And then the disciples said, with 200 dinar money, how can we buy this kind of food for them? So the disciple, they follow Jesus, but they didn't know who is Jesus. They follow Jesus using their mind. They don't follow Jesus using their faith. Brothers and sisters, this common thing, when we talk with other brothers and sisters, maybe sometimes ourselves, when we talk about something spiritual, we always think something physical. For example, when the word say, you need to follow God, and then we give the answer, yes, we need to follow God, but A, B, C. We need to do this, but A, B, C. So, this is the problem. The disciple didn't understand what Jesus said. Jesus talked about spiritual, but the disciple understand from physical. And then the funny thing, verse 14, then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, tell us, let us go to him. Then Thomas, who called the twin, said to his fellow disciple, let us go, that we may die with him. So, this is like unconnected conversation. How funny. When you talk with someone, you already explain something, but still unconnected. So I said, the disciple is unconnected disciple. That's the reason Jesus wept. Another reason, let's see verse 22 to 24. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus talked about now. Now your brother is rise again. But Martha understand her brother will rise at the last day. So also not connect. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, the Bible talk about today, but we think about tomorrow. The Bible said, now you need to do this, but we talk about later. We believe, but not in the world, but in heaven. So spiritual, make us forget that we still in this earth. Jesus talked about the resurrection today, not the end of the world. But Martha don't understand him. How about Maria or Mary? Let's see first. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and full trouble. If you come to Fasting EMP, you will know this explanation when PSM explained it to us. If you want to know again, then go to the website and then search John chapter 11. Now, we read verse 32. Then Mary came where Jesus was and saw him. She fell down at his feet and saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. How I understand this verse. If you were here, my brother would not have died. That means Mary believed that Jesus can heal his brother, but Mary did not believe that Jesus can rise Lazarus. So that means Mary make a limitation of the power of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, do we do the same thing? Sometimes we believe Jesus can do in this area, but cannot do in that area. Sometimes we believe that Jesus can make our business is good, but sometimes we don't believe that Jesus can send a guy for us. That's why we find for ourselves. Sometimes we believe that Jesus can protect us, but sometimes we don't believe that Jesus can protect our children. So Mary did the same thing. He believed Jesus can heal, but she didn't believe that Jesus can raise Lazarus from the dead. And then the last thing, why Jesus wept? Verse 39. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stain, for he has been dead 4 days." Verse 40, Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you?" I think the sound is like that. Because on 39, "Take away the stone." And then Martha argue. And then other people argue. So my interpretation of this verse is, his sound is going up. "Did I not tell you?" Most of the people, they don't believe that Jesus can make Lazarus live again from the dead. Brothers and sisters, this is the reason why Jesus wept. I believe till today, Jesus still wept when he sees his believer did the same thing. We more believe with human interpretation or human knowledge, rather we submit ourselves to God. Today, many people spend time more for reading newspaper so that they know which currency going up, which currency going down. And every day, your heart is up and down. And after your heart is up and down, your heartbeat is like rock music. And then after that, you are near to heart disease. Go to hospital because something wrong. At the beginning of the year, when I take the Bible first for myself, God told me from Psalm chapter 1, and then I get two verse, two words. Number one, God want me happy. I believe the same God also want you happy. And then the other word is, read the Bible. If you want to be a happy man, then read the Bible and then believe it. Then you can have happy life. Brothers and sisters, don't make Jesus wept. I still remember this year I married for 20 years. The first time I make my wife wept, I feel so sorry. Yeah. Because of some misunderstanding. Yeah. I work at the church, and then my working time starts at 6 because I need to do some visitation. And then my wife walked outside, and then she come back from the office at 6. So in the first marriage, in the beginning of the marriage, we have no time. And then when I return to my house, I do a little bit complain. And I didn't know that she's so sensitive like that. And then she cried, she wept like that. And I said, sorry, 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 sorry. I feel so sorry at that time. And still today, I feel sorry. So, have you think about this? This is a small example. How we feel, oh, I should not do that. Make someone who loved me wept. Jesus loved me, this I know. So don't make him wept. Because what? Because we don't believe him. The Bible told us, we can make him smile. How can we make him smile? We return to the context of John. We see chapter 20, verse 29. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen, yet have believed. Blessed. When we trust him, we make him smile. When we trust him, we get a blessing from the God. If we see John 11, verse 40, I really love this word. The Bible tells us, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? You would see the glory of God. So, more than make Jesus smile, the Bible told us, if we believe, then we can see the glory of God. Brothers and sisters, this is the time after fasting. We make a commit. I don't want to make Jesus wept. I want to make him smile. How we can make him smile? Trust in him. When we trust in him, then the Bible told us, you can see the glory of God. Let us pray. This morning, let us make new commitment in our life. Lord, I don't want to make you weep. I just want to make you smile. Very simple. Trust in him. You make him smile. More than that, you can see the glory of God. When you trust in him, you can see the glory of God. So beauty. Yes. Pinet will lead us in worship this morning. And then with humble heart, with joyful heart, with new commitment, we really want to trust him. So that we see the glory of God.
Of Jesus. for the world to see. We will sing. Hail to the King in all his splendor and majesty. Hail to the day when the glory of the risen King will shine upon the earth, and rival thrones will fall before the Lord of all, and hail supreme authority in the true and living God. And at the name of Jesus, the world to see, we will sing. To the King in all his splendor and majesty, hail to the King of Kings, Lord Jesus, our God. Hail to the King in all his splendor and majesty.
Let's come closer to Him and put our life into His hand. Trust Him. Make Him smile. Simple way to trust Him is prayer. Prayer means put your life into God's hand. When you pray, you trust. When you trust, you will obey Him. When you obey, you can see the glory of God. We cannot pray before we trust Him. The reason we pray, because we trust Him. We trust Him for our personal problem. We trust Him for our future. We trust Him for this church, our spiritual family. We trust Him because we believe that He is good, because He so loved us. Speak out anything from your heart. Maybe this morning you have problem with your boss. with your spouse, with your health, any problem. Put it in His hand, and you will see the glory of God. God alone, we have a lot of problems, so that through the problem, we come to Him. He wants us to learn through the problem how to surrender our life to Him. There is no too big problem that He cannot solve. There is no too small problem that He will ignore it. He served Samaritan woman. He also served and feed 5,000 people. He served in the day. He also accepted Nicodemus in the night time. Anywhere, anytime. He opened His hand and then always say, "Come here. I will give you joy. Trust me." And then you will see. At the same time this morning, we also bring our community prayers to God. We pray because we trust Him. Even when humans say impossible, but there is nothing impossible in Him. If God, through Jesus, can rise Lazarus from the dead. So, the same point, we believe He will kick out any cancer, any physical problem. We just put this name into His hand. By the name of Jesus, there is no sickness. Miracle happen, and people can shout and say, "Thank you, Lord. You are Almighty God." we trust Him that He will send the best for us, even for our job career. We believe that when God's time is coming, everything will be beauty. That's why we pray for our brothers and sisters who are seeking new job. We believe that God will give the best for them. Terima kasih, Bapa. Let's pray for SPSG, for PSAM Kim. We pray for Singapore that SPSG can be part of a blessing for Singapore people. Also pray for SPIN. We believe that our ministry for Indonesian people is very important, because through them, we equip them so that when they return back to Indonesia, they will bring gospel for Indonesian country. Pray also for Kupang mission trip so that we can do something, join in taking part for bless Kupang people. We also pray for mission committee, so that God always give them new vision, how to bring gospel, bring God love through the mission. Also pray for local outreach. There are a lot of activity. The most important, we need to pray so that more people join. We save by grace of course, but we also save for the mission, both local outreach and also evangelism, so that most of us need to join in local outreach. We pray God send more workers to join together. And then we pray for tonight we have SPU and also house church activity. We pray that through this activity, people are equipped to be God messenger to local church and then for global mission. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your blessing to us. We just want to make you smile by trust in you. And please keep our heart so that every time in our life, we just trust in you. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name.